Now, can you kind of give us a brief explanation of how this works, how the digestive tract functions? Because it will help us to learn about how the food really does get lodged into the walls of the intestine and how it starts.
You know, sometimes I use examples that are crude, but that everybody can understand. And
that's what you're famous for.
Well,
Go for it.
I used to have this imaginary vision that most people have of our anatomy inside our body and what it's like. A heart over here, a lungs on the sides, kidneys down there, bowel way down there. But the reality is very few people know what the anatomy is like in their body, because my patients used to come in and say, I have a stomach ache, and they'd be holding their hand 12 inches lower than their stomach, right on their colon. And my first autopsy that I was in on was very enlightening. And how I relate to it is, when I was a kid, I had a 1950 Ford. Basically, me and my brother used to pop the hood. It never ran. And there was a little engine inside a big hood. And we could actually get inside the hood, dangle our feet in there, and work on the car. Nowadays, and that's what I thought the anatomy of our digestive tract and basically our internal organs was like. A lot of space. Then if you take my new car, my 2001 Ford Expedition, and you open it up, you couldn't even put a marble under the hood. Every space has been engineered. Everything is touching everything. There's no room to work. I feel sorry for anybody that has to work on their car nowadays. It's a complexity of parts that are all touching each other. Well, when I first saw the abdominal cavity opened up, I was shocked, because I realized, I thought the colon was just kind of sitting there on its own. I didn't realize that it was literally physically attached by tissue to the ovaries, to the uterus, surrounding the uterus, to the prostate. That it actually comes within, you know, an inch of the heart, touching the liver, touching the spleen, touching the kidneys. It is the biggest organ in the middle of our body, touching our spinal cord, touching our spinal nerves. And then it all came clear. First of all, there's no space inside your abdomen. So if anything expands, something else has to be crushed, literally crushed. So the fact that we now know medically that people are storing 5 to 10 pounds of fecal matter in their colon, the colon just normally expands. In fact, medical statistics, and I'll get into that in a minute, tell us that everybody in America has that. So if your colon is expanded, the question is, what's been crushed? Mm-hmm. And with all of us, it's something different. It may be your lungs, pressure on your lungs. You think you have asthma. Really, you have constipation. It could be your heart. You're having palpitations. Irregular heartbeat. You think it's your heart, could be your colon. You're a woman, and every month your period is agony. Yeah, you're just in pain. You're debilitated. You go down. You think there's something wrong with your uterus. You don't realize that your uterus has been crushed to half its size because your colon is swollen.
It sits on top of the ovaries.
It wraps right around it. The ovaries are attached. So the reality is there's very few organs, major organs in your body, that aren't attached to or within an inch of your colon. Then you also have this colon that is impacted with fecal matter that is actually literally slow leaking toxic waste back into your bloodstream, and that's why it can be affecting your feet, your brain, the way you think. I mean, there's the old story, you can't have sweet thoughts on a sour stomach. I found to be absolutely true in the clinic, because when your colon isn't working and it's backed up and you're literally carrying around a sack of pounds of waste, you're not thinking very clearly. You're not real happy about life. And this is how I had patients that were literally supposedly medically incurable manic depressives or depressives or had clinical depression. I never got to them with any herbs, even like ginkgo or cayenne, to get their brain circulation going. Just after the bowel cleanse, their depression was gone. So what I saw in the clinic, if you were to pick one organ or system within the body that could be the most, could be creating the most problems and affect adversely the most organs and systems of your body, it was without a doubt the colon.